Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
What an amazing way to start our afternoon. A very good afternoon to you. My name is Luko Mkwedi Phuthi, and it is Friday's edition of Spectrum. A great one it's going to be. This is pretty much how we start off our day, or rather our show, because the day is literally almost at the end for today. But it's going to be a great one, a busy one. And right about now, got a special interview that's coming through in a couple of minutes from now. And the Gauteng Provincial Legislature has started what they call No Legislature Campaign, and telling us about their respective departments. Today we have Chairperson of the Department of Education Portfolio Committee, Honourable Moibone Nhlongo, to tell us about her department. So this is what I've got to start off our afternoon today. And a bit later on this afternoon, I've also got at about 10 past 5, a chat with one of the speakers for the upcoming Empowerment Summit. We spoke about it about 2 weeks ago, and man, I must say it's going to be an absolutely amazing one. So please do stick around all the way up until the end. As exciting as this afternoon is also, today, straight after this program, I'm actually heading out to, remember I had a conversation with Miss Modisa Moloto. So today I'm heading out to a gala dinner at the Gibbs Business School. So it's going to be a great, a busy one as well. So stick around for the rest of the show.
Welcome to a special broadcast by the Gauteng Provincial Legislature, where we're profiling all house committees and chairpersons, as well as presiding officers at the Gauteng Provincial Legislature, with the hashtag #GetToKnowGPL. And for full versions of all of these interviews, you can log on to Gauteng Provincial Legislature social media pages on YouTube and Facebook.
April 2024 marks a significant milestone as South Africa celebrates 30 years of democracy and the Gauteng Provincial Legislature's existence. In 1994, legislatures were established to make laws for provinces and hold provincial governments accountable for service delivery and the use of public funds. Committees of the legislature consider laws, monitor the work of provincial government departments, and make recommendations about the work of departments, including their structure, functioning, and policies. Meet the chairpersons.
We are in conversation with the chairperson of the Education Portfolio Committee, Honorable Moibone Nhlongo. And it's important that we mention that this discussion is brought to us by Gauteng Provincial Legislature. We appreciate you taking time from your busy schedule to come and chat to us. Let's start with a brief introduction about yourself, and then you can get into your role, in terms of the committee's primary objectives.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Pat, and thanks for having me today. So as you've already said, my name is Moibone Nhlongo. I'm the chairperson for the Education Portfolio Committee. So basically, I'm a dusty child. I grew up in the dusty streets of Etwatwa. I went to a public school and I went to varsity funded by NSFAS of our government. So I would so say that my role in activism started from quite a young age, where I would have been active in student politics. I was in the RCL. I was in COSAS. I went up to varsity. I was in the UJ Parliament. I was also a secretary general for the South African Students Congress, SASCO. So basically, I have always been passionate about education. I've always been passionate about serving the people. I've always been an activist from my youth years. There's no other life that one would know or one knows of. So I think that also better suited where I am, because it's one of my passions. You know, it's one of those things where you know that you can touch and feel the differences that you make. You go to the schools and you can see that, hey, this is what I'm doing and it's affecting people in this way and it's going to change people's lives in this way. So the role that we have as an oversight for education is basically playing a role of being the watchdogs or the police, so to say, for the Department of Basic Education in Gauteng, so that we see that they are doing what they are expected to do as a department. So we go to schools, we speak to districts, we have quite a number of stakeholders. We have your Matthew Konyue School of Leadership. We have the department in itself. So we interact with almost all the stakeholders, because education is such a broad sphere or field, so to say. So the interaction is quite almost all the departments, if you can speak, so to say, just briefly.
Okay. Because my next question was going to be that you simplified for the average person in terms of how you interact with the Department of Education. And I believe you've answered that. Thank you very much. I'd love to hear your view on the Basic Education Laws Act.
Okay. So I think the Bella Bill, to a certain extent, there's been some misconstruedness or some misunderstandings where people would think that it's a bill that is there to ensure that parents' rights are taken away from them, where SGPs no longer have a role. However, it's quite the opposite. Firstly, I just want to put it out there that the president signed the Bella Bill at a time where it was the month of September. The month of September is an International Literacy Month. It is also, again, in this year, the AU declared this year as a year of education. So it was quite significant that it was signed in those months. But it's also done to strengthen, not necessarily to take away from the rights of the parents, from the rights of the learners. However, it is to strengthen whatever is already there. For example, just one thing that I'll touch on is that the bill speaks to saying that the language of teaching and learning, there should not be any force for any learners to use any other language. They can, especially particularly speaking to Afrikaans, it's quite a thorn in a lot of people's shoes, because when you speak to former Model C schools, whether or not I want my child to learn isiZulu, they are forced to learn Afrikaans. I don't want my child to learn Afrikaans, because what are they going to do with that Afrikaans moving beyond them being in the primary or the high school? So some of the things that can be highlights from the Bella Bill are those for me.
And this is another one, I suppose, further in the cap of the department. The 2023 National Senior Certificate Matric results, the class of 2023 showed an improvement, 0.95%, coming in third nationally. Are there any plans or strategies, you know, that are being implemented to ensure that at least in a worst case scenario we retain the position and or even improve beyond the current position?
Okay. So I think the biggest thing that we strive for is Gauteng, because we are the economic hub of the country and arguably Africa. So we always strive to be number one. I think our intention is to actually be number one. However, there are things that should be noted, that there are certain challenges that you can note the in-migration from all the provinces of everyone wants to come to Gauteng. So that, what does that then mean for you? It means that there's overcrowding in classes. It means that there's not enough teachers to actually take care of the crowd that is already there. However, the intention is to ensure that there should be an increase in terms of our pass rate. And I must note and also congratulate the class of 2023 for trying to push and giving us that up notch. But what is expected is that we must continue going up and up. So there is the program that is called the SIP program that is done for matriculants, where they continue to go to school even during holidays. Mm-hmm. I think it's one of the programs that is going to assist us to keep up doing the good work that we are doing or that the Department of Education is doing here in Gauteng.
Honorable Mfango, in terms of human resources at the department, the committee's oversight report would have indicated quite a high number of persons who are in acting positions. I'm sure this concerns you. I'd love to hear your thoughts. I mean, what's the, in terms of your understanding, what is the department intending to do to tackle this issue so that there's stability in the department?
Okay. So firstly, we want all vacant posts that must be filled. They should be filled. Because you cannot have people that are continuously acting. It does not create stability within the institution. So our role as the committee is to push the department in areas where they say, hey, we have budget cuts here, we have budget cuts here, or these are the reasons why we do not necessarily have these posts filled. To say that you need to ensure that at least to a certain extent, these particular posts are filled, because you can't have a person that's going to act for 2 years, for 3 years, when you have unemployed people that are sitting out there without jobs. So it's very important for us to see that these vacant posts are filled. Even vacant posts of senior managers, even in schools with the teachers where they are funded posts, all funded posts, it's actually our goal to push the department to ensure that they put the people that are supposed to be in those posts.
And I went through the report, and please correct me if I'm wrong. It looks like the Department of Education and Gauteng has successfully buried any previous challenges with the online administration issue. I hope I'm right.
Yeah, in fact, that is a very beautiful question to ask, because more often than not, you would hear that there have been glitches with the system or the system has shut down. I think for the department, that has been a huge improvement, because there's literally, I would be lying to you if I can say that there were people that came to say, hey, I'm struggling to log in, I'm struggling to do this. But you know, of course, there are people that will not be technologically savvy. So you would always try to assist those people here and there. However, I've not seen any glitches with the system. And from what we have seen as the intake, there's actually way more students that have applied, or learners rather, that have applied more than the schools that would be there. So that would be the next challenge that we'll have to tackle, to say that because of the immigration that we have, we might still be faced with another overcrowding again. Because remember that they look at the system in terms of how many kilometers are you from the school. At least you must be then allocated at least 5 kilometers or less closer to where you live.
And in light of the first quarter report that was presented a few days ago, 20th September, are there any significant challenges, you know, faced by the Gauteng Education Department that you would like to reflect on?
Not necessarily. It would be the biggest challenge that we have is basically on infrastructure or the building of new schools. That is the main concern that we had, was that there was a bit of an underspending in terms of the infrastructure programs. And we have a challenge of schools that actually still have mobile classes, schools that do not necessarily have sporting facilities, or schools that are not brick and mortar. So that is our biggest concern, is to say that, because we also, that underperformance is not necessarily caused by the Department of Education itself. It's because we are working with sister departments wherein we are the client and they are implementing agents. So it's sometimes difficult to push a different department to be able to ensure that they deliver on time. So that is our biggest concern. However, to also curb this, because we must come up with solutions, we can't sit and have complaining sessions. What we have also done is that we are partnering with the infrastructure committee, so that we are able to follow up on some of these things together, so that there at least is that type of collaboration to ensure that we hold the executive accountable.
And the Gauteng Provincial Legislature champions the issue of, public participation. How will you encourage residents to actively engage, with the committee, in different platforms to raise issues and to make suggestions?
In fact, I love that question, because in the last sitting on Friday, I think there were people that came for basically education, because after we presented our report, they then stood up and left. But what I want is that what we are doing is that we showcase our work, and we are able to profile the work that we do, so that the public is able to know that this is what we have done, this is what the committee intends to do, and these are the plans and the strategic vision that we have for the committee. But we want public participation to be there as much as possible. Hence, we are going to continuously have stakeholder engagements, including with school governing bodies, with the student bodies that lead within the schools. We're going to have quite a number of engagements, even with the community in itself, so that they know that you have elected us and you've put us in these positions that we must represent you. But at the end of the day, we do not account to ourselves. We come back and become accountable to you.
Well, the road ahead is very long. Who knows? You could be an MEC tomorrow. You could be a minister. You could be a diplomat. But once you've moved on, when you look back at the position that you hold now, what sort of legacy would you want to have remain there in terms of accountability and in terms of structures that are there to serve the people of Gauteng?
Okay. That's a beautiful question. In fact, I think all your questions were quite nice. So, firstly, I think that the biggest thing that one holds is being of service to the people and being accountable to the people. So one of the things that would have adopted as our focus of study as a committee, because we understand that we live in the 21st century where it's important for you to be in line with what is happening with the AI, what is happening with STEM subjects and all of those. So what we have chosen to adopt is that we must have schools of specialization being our area of focus. Why do we want schools of specialization? Because we must be able to go to Tshwane, where there's a school where kids are actually building cars. We must be able to go to Katlehong, where there is a school of engineering. We must be able to go to townships where the majority of our learners are and be able to find these schools of specialization where they know that maths and science are actually very important and that engineering is important, AI is important, all the technologies that go with all of these things are important, because we cannot continue to pass in or import services or manpower or human resource from other countries. We must build our own things here in South Africa. Those children in those schools must be the solution to the robots that are a problem for us as a society. They must build a car like they've already done, some of these kids. So they must continue coming up with solutions that are South African-based, that face their communities. They must come up with initiatives that are going to improve South Africa. So that is the legacy that we want to leave, a legacy of South Africans by South Africans, by our own learners.
Chairperson of the Education Portfolio Committee, Honorable Mwiboni Msongo, thank you once again for talking to the people of Gauteng, and all the best.
Thank you so much, Pitt. Thank you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.